السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge, and to we seek protection from the evil of Satan and the deceptions of Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Suratul Ma'idah, chapter number 5 and verse number 48. To recap and summarize our previous lesson, Almighty Allah sent prophets from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Adam, right up to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. He was the last and the final messenger of the Israelites, the Bani Israel. But each one of them came with a specific mandate for a limited time and to a certain place. And thereafter it was finished, and people deviated, so more prophets came, more messengers came, and then divine books and scriptures were also revealed from time to time. Thereafter, Almighty Allah sent the last and the final messenger with the global international message. He was, is, will always be Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the final constitution for humanity and posterity, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah. So that is what we need to understand. So Almighty Allah states that Nabi Musa alayhi salam was given the Torah, and thereafter the Injil, the Gospel, was given to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and it was confirming the previous books and scriptures. There was no real contradiction. Contradictions came about because the priests, the pastors, the Pope, the rabbis, the Jewish scholars, they brought about additions, omissions, interpolations, and therefore all these contradictions came about. If you look at the original Torah, you study the original Gospel and Injil and Bible, then you will find there's no contradiction. وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. And the people of the Injil, so that is the Gospel, the Bible, must pass the verdict according to that. But you see today, the Pope is like a legislator. They play games with their own religion, Christianity. Sometime they will tell you that no, you can bless the gay marriages. Sometime they'll tell you no, it is abomination and something detested. So they themselves are totally confused and blowing the fuses of people in the process and so forth. When I was in Tanzania, in Dar es Salaam, so there's a big church there when you come with the ferry, with a big boat and ship. And then that person there was speaking about the Arabs did this, Arab did this. So he asked after that, anybody questions? So I picked up my hand. I said, sir, isn't it in this church here a gay delivered a sermon? He just looked down. Then he raised his hand. He said, it's a white man. You know these white people. I said, sir, I didn't ask you, is a white man, black man, green man, pink man, blue man. Did it happen or not? You must know when to raise your voice. He said, yes, it happened. I said, why you don't tell the people that also? So you must put them properly in their places, you see. So Almighty Allah states for the Muslim governments, the Arab governments, three different verses. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ. And for us also, we also have authority, jurisdiction over ourselves, over our our families. So whosoever does not pass verdict according to what Almighty Allah has revealed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُلْكَافِرُونَ, they consider the man-made culture and man-made system superior, Allah forbid the Islamic one inferior, then the kafir out of the fold of Islam. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُظَّالِمُونَ, then they are the oppressors and tinpot dictators. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُلْفَاسِقُونَ, they are the transgressors. You see the difficult situation the ummah is going through. This is a collective ummah and a collective failure. We as Muslims, 57, 60 countries, we cannot present to the world one single Muslim country that has true Islam. Every one of them almost a sellout and a traitor to Islam. If truth be told, they hate Islam and they hate Muslims, and they mimic the West because they think the West is the best and white is right. Our function supposed to be alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We supposed to influence the lives of others and not get influenced by them. But that is what the status quo is today. Wa ilallahi al-mushtaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Unto you, Allah alone, do we complain, and there's no might and power except that of Almighty Allah. But we must remain positive. How much Islam am I practicing? How much Islam is my wife practicing? How much Islam are my children practicing? How much Islam is my family practicing? So that is where we start. We don't say from top to bottom. We say from bottom to top. If everybody does their duty, then we will have an Islamic environment. We will have an Islamic society, community. So that is the challenge we have to rise up to. Chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 48, today's lesson. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. When you study the noble Quran, you will find only the noble Quran was revealed over a period of time, 23 years. All the previous books, Zabur, Torah, Injil, were revealed jumlatan wahida, one shot, one go. Given to Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, the Zabur, Torah to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Injil, Gospel to Prophet Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The Quran Sharif, the glorious noble Quran, conferred to the Mubarak heart of the Master alayhi salam, that took 23 years from beginning to ending. So when Allah used the word anzalna, it means to be revealed one shot. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. We revealed it. Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority and sovereignty on the night of majesty, destiny, on the Mubarak, blessed, honorable night. So that is from the seven heavens to the first heaven and first sky, then from there to the Mubarak, blessed, honorable heart of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 23 years tanzeel took place. Wa innahu la tanzeelu rabbil alamin nazala bihi ruhul amin ala qalbika litakuna minal munzirin bilisanin arabiyyin mubin, from Almighty Allah piecemeal. The archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salam, brought it on your Mubarak, blessed heart, honorable heart, so that you warn the people with love and compassion in the Arabic language, which makes things clear. Chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Nazzalna, from the word tanzeel. We revealed this Quran Sharif definitely, surely, piecemeal, gradually. This reminder, wa inna lahu lahafidun, and we will protect it, guard it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Chapter 15, verse 9, the beginning of the 14th Supara, 14 Jews. So for Quran Sharif, Anzalna and Nazalna. But for other books, Anzalna normally. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ, and we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran Sharif bilhaqqi, truthfully, no propaganda, no addition, omission. Why? مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, so that it must reconfirm and entrench whatever was mentioned in the previous books and scriptures. You see that? So the Quran Sharif did not come to contradict the Torah, Zabur, Injil. It came to reconfirm it and entrench it in the minds and hearts of people. But today you will see wholesale contradictions, because the Jutlas and Haramis and the Pope and priest and all of these Haramis, they went to change their own divine books and scriptures. They played to the gallery and they paid them. The rich people came and then they would change their constitution. Quran told us, for Quran, Allah Ta'ala preserved and protected it. And for the previous books and scriptures, Allah Ta'ala entrusted it to them. بِمَسْتُحْفِذُوا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. We just did it last week. And remember, they were made in charge, the rabbis, the scholars, the pope, the priests, the pastors, and they did not do a good job. The money is sweeter than honey, and that is how they corrupted the text of the divine books and scriptures. So that's why you don't have one original Torah in the world today, one original Injil that has the true message. And if you want the word, بِمَسْتُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَاءَ. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 44. That is the distinction of the Quran Sharif. Millions of people, male, female, adult, children, Arab, non-Arab, today is 90% non-Arabs, by hearting, memorizing the noble Quran. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. To reconfirm the books of the past, the divine scriptures. وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. What is the meaning of Muhaiminan Alay? Washahidan Alay, and a witness against it. So meaning that those who say that the Quran is not in its pristine purity, we reject it. It is a witness for those people who raise objections on the Quran. It is the last and final book and constitution for humanity and posterity. And Al-Mu'jizatul Kubra, Al-Mu'jizatul Khalida, the great and biggest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the Quran Sharif, and it will be the perpetual miracle. Remember, right till day of justice, people just read the translation, and a translator can be a traitor sometimes. They get so inspired, motivated. So if they understood the rudiments and the basics of the Arabic language, then how more they would have been motivated and inspired. So Muhaimin عليه شاهدا, a witness against. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. You, Ya Rasool Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you pass the verdict, judgment amongst them. بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, as Almighty Allah revealed it to you. Wahi came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two types. One is wahi matlu, the revelation that is recited. We just performed Zuhur Salat now, and now I'm back in the studio, and here Suleiman is here, Lucky is here. So what we see, that then we read Salat. So there we read the Quranic verses. So wahi matlu. And when we teach you du'as and so forth, today we teach you the du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'd al-kawr. I gave this hadith to them Fajr time there in Sufi Masjid, where I read Fajr and Zohar today. So now what you see, min al-hawri ba'd al-kawr. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from hawr, from nuksan, unfavorable conditions. Ba'd al-kawr, after goodness and good conditions. So all always ask Allah, do not snatch away these bounties from us, Ya Allah. We know we are not mustahik and deserving of it, but you are Arhamur Rahimeen, you are Akramul Akrameen, you are Khairul Raziqeen. You keep on nourishing us, giving us, conferring upon us. Your bounties and favors should be ever recurring upon us and showering always upon us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'd al-qawr. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from nuksan and from damage and so forth and decrease after increase and after good conditions. So that is the hadith. So Allah kept us now, so we must now protect this deen to everybody. So that wahi is also wahi, but is wahi ghair matlu. You can't read that. You can't read innamal a'malu bin niyat in salat. So both are wahi. degree, the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Nabawiyah, but wahi matlu, the one we recite in salat, in namaz, in prayer, and the other one wahi ghair matlu, innamal a'malu bin niyat, first hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Riyadu Salihin. So you can't read Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hawri ba'd al-kawr except in the ending of your salat, but like qiraat you can't read it while you're standing and so forth. So we should be clear, so that you call wahi ghair matlu. Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. Chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, verses 3 and 4. He, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding Islam and matters of religion, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi, revelation, that is sent to him. So, bima anzal Allah, that you pass the verdict amongst them according to how Almighty Allah revealed to you. Wala tattabi awa'ahum amma ja'aka min al-haq. And you must not follow their whims, fancies and desires. Ahwa'ahum, ahwa is the plural of hawa. Hawa in Arabic does not mean our wind and there's no breeze and so forth. Nay, hawa means to go lower and lower and lower. That what happens, your base desires. Look at the world today, democracy and human rights. They even changed the definition of nikah and marriage. It is male to female, Adam and Eve. They said Adam and Steve and Madam and Eve and so forth. They are worse than animals and swines, Quran says. Ulaika kal anham balhum adal. Remember that they promote the transgender, the gay brigade, and what they worse than the animals also. Wala tattabi ahwa'ahum, you must never follow them. They say open the mosque for us today, we just like sheep in open. So that is haram. You're following the desires of people who are the enemies of Islam. So wala tattabi ahwa'ahum amma ja'aka min al-haq, because the truth has dawned upon you and come to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You, Ya Rasulullah, you were, you are, you always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, the exclusive rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a mercy to the entire universe. So Almighty Allah jalla wa ala has sent upon you, given you the truth, the final message based on mercy and so forth and so on. So do not get swayed and influenced by these people here. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْ حَاجَةً. Now here you need to understand a lesson. إِنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Islam. There is no other religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And this is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. And that is why we say Deen means justice. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Study the noble Quran and see, inna deena al-maqboola, the only accepted religion by Allah is Islam. And this is enshrined in Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 19. So from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, then Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, everybody was a Muslim and teaching Islam. So Islam never ever changed. So what kept on evolving, changing, was the Sharia. This is halal, that is haram, and so forth and so on. But the deen never changed. So what do you really mean by deen then? That believe in the oneness of Almighty Allah, that never ever changed. It was from time immemorial. Believe in the prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah, that never ever changed. It was always so. And third one, al-ba'ath ba'd al-maut, there'll be life after death, resurrection. Then the people who passed away with Iman, Islam, enter Jannah, fadlam wa rahmatan min Allah, the grace and mercy of Allah. And those who died and they sane and mature on kufr and blasphemy and shirk and on idol worship and polytheism, then they land up in Jahannam and the hellfire. Adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. That is deen, it never changed. So what kept on evolving is Sharia. Sharia is the path, is the way. So Almighty Allah speaks of this. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرَةً وَمِنْ عَاجَةً. Hence, for every one of you. We made it such shir'ah. Shir'ah means a path, a straight path like. And wa min haja at-tariqul wadih, a road that is very, very clear and there's no obstacles and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah, one is sunnatullah. Every day the sun rises. Let's just take times on the hour. Let's say today the sun was rising at 6 o'clock. It's before that, but we just say example, 6 o'clock. So we must remember that is sunnatullah. Then the sun sets at 7 o'clock. We just take in times at random. So at 7 o'clock the sun set, for example, in a certain town, certain place. So that is sunnatullah. But Allah Ta'ala makes the sun rise 12 o'clock and makes it set 12 o'clock at night. That is Qudratullah, the power of Allah. So here Allah is speaking of His power and His absolute control, authority and sovereignty, majesty over the entire universe. Walau, so hypothetically, for argument's sake, walau sha'a Allahu laja'alakum ummatan wahida, if Almighty Allah wanted, He could have made all of you one people, one nation, one generation, everybody has Iman and Islam. But then there should not be any trial, any test. It means Allah Ta'ala imposed upon you. So Allah gave us freedom of choice. Now you make the right choice. If you make the right choice, then you'll be faza fi dunya wal akhirah, you will be successful. And if you made the wrong choice and you are sane and mature, then khasirat dunya wal akhirah, you'll end up in Jahannam and stay in Jahannam, the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. So that is what Allah is teaching us. Walau sha Allahu laj'alakum ummatan wahidatan walakin liyabluwakum. But nay, Allah is going to put you to trials and tests. Why? Liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. In the beginning of Surah Mulk, Tabarakalladhi, chapter 67. So what Almighty Allah says, Allah is going to put you to trials and tests. Whose conduct will be the best? Who has the best Iman, best Islam, best Ikhlas, best Akhlaq? So everything the best, so that we fulfill our duty with beauty. So walakin liyabluwakum, but Almighty Allah will place you to trials. Fima atakum, in what He gave you. Allah gave us health, He gave us wealth, He gave us everything. But now we stuck 30 hours in the vehicle, no water, no food, no medication, husband crying, wife crying, children crying. Where are you going to go? How are you going to relieve yourself? So whenever I want, I will teach you such a lesson. You must know, with all your social media and all your technology, you can do absolutely zero. I'm in charge. I will do as I please. I am ana urid wa anta turid. Wallahu yaf'alu ma yurid li'annahu fa'alu lima yurid. I want something, you want something, Allah will decree what He wants, because He alone is fa'alul lima yurid. Understand that lesson. So Allah placed us here for a test and a trial. So what must we do? First, tabiqul khairat, rush towards the good deeds. Salat, we must be in the first serve. You see the masjids, people hanging around at the back, that is sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites. Our debts, we must pay immediately. Our world, we must have ready immediately. Tawbah, repentance, immediately. And janaza salat, not wait for this cousin and that relative and that one coming from Hong Kong and Hong Kong and whatever. So they must read quickly. Get married quickly. So good actions. First, tabiqul khairat, rush towards the good deeds. At taswifu mina shaitan, talmatol karna, delay. That is from Satan and Lucifer. إِلَى مَرْجِئُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. All of you will return. Make Hajj immediately. So return to Almighty Allah. Everyone, whether you cremated, whether your body was retrieved or not in the ocean, everybody will come for reckoning. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. Ya Allah, make our reckoning easy for us. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. Hence he Almighty Allah alone will inform you in all these matters and issues in which you have a differing and difference of opinion and so forth. out and so on. So read this dua, O Muslim, chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O Allah, do not disgrace us. O Allah, do not humiliate us on the day of justice, on the day of judgment. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.